Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. Today we have Kay.
Yes.
Again.
Again, yes.
Well, this may actually be the first show we show with you, so we don't know which one's first. But we have two shows with you, and this one is about images.
Images, yes.
So tell us a little bit about what images are. Sure. And what customers are asking for.
Sure. So images are a read-only copy of, like, example is a golden image you want to create. Mm-hmm. So you want to stamp out many VMs from, like, a one snapshot or a golden image.
So you're going to spin up, like, 100 VMs, and you want to start them all from that one. So basically, it's sort of like static infrastructure,
exactly.
As it were, right?
It's like a point-in-time capture of the state of your OS that you want.
Got it.
And how you want it to
got
be.
Got it. Perfect.
Right?
Perfect.
And it can be one OS disk and many data disks.
And some people use it to make sure that their infrastructure never changes, right? But
exactly.
Some people use it just to make sure they have a starting point
exactly.
with all the security things that they want set up. And so
exactly.
Okay, great.
Exactly, right? So we've had images in Azure for a long time.
Yes.
And we recently introduced something called managed images.
Okay.
Right? So whenever I talk to customers, the kind of questions I get is I want to share this image across different subscriptions.
Of course.
Right? Or I want to take this image and I'm going to take it to another region.
Sure, of
like
course.
Like I have my infrastructure in another region.
Yeah.
Right? So it's always been very hacky to do.
Yeah, you got to like copy, you
exactly.
got a snapshot, do all this kind of weird stuff.
Some brilliant people have come up with like very clever solutions.
Okay.
But we think it was harder than it needs
should
to be.
Should just be built in the platform,
exactly.
to be honest.
Yes. So what we've introduced
I've been saying that for years, okay.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Finally.
We finally have a solution.
Yeah. Yeah. Just kidding. Go.
That was a nervous laughter.
Yeah. Yeah. That was awkward. I was like, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, there were so many other Azure features that were in front of it, as you know.
As I know. Oh, so it's my fault. I got it. Okay, go.
Okay. So we introduced Shared Image Gallery, which allows, kind of answers all these questions and gives customers all these capabilities.
Okay, got it.
Right? So for example, let's quickly take a look at what the existing landscape is.
Okay.
Right? So we have platform marketplace images.
Okay.
We have a custom managed image.
Okay.
Right? And now we're introducing is something called shared image gallery.
Okay.
And so customers ask us, what is the relationship between managed image versus a shared image gallery?
Agreed.
And so the way to think about this is that shared image gallery is built on top of managed images.
Okay.
So shared image gallery can do everything managed images can do.
So a shared image gallery, its own object, its own...
It is, yes. So it is its own resource. It is sits at the same level as the virtual machines and VMSS and disks.
Okay.
So you have direct REST APIs to interact with these objects.
Oh, and then other custom managed images are inside this gallery.
Yes.
So they're like associated with it, is that right?
So they're separate. So you create shared
image. I should know this before we have this session, maybe, so I'm not asking dumb questions, but that's all right. Everyone knows I'm dumb. Go on, please.
So managed images are separate objects, and these are like separate deep copies of managed images.
I see. Okay,
right?
Got it.
So the advantage is you can stop working with managed images or you can delete them to save costs and only work with shared image gallery objects.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
So going back to this, like, you can do everything with a managed image or with a shared image gallery that you can do with a managed image.
Okay.
Right? And the way to think about this is, so we have three new resources. We
okay.
have something called a shared image gallery.
Sure.
We have something called
the container.
Exactly. And then we have another container inside it called the image definition.
Okay.
And we have another containers inside it called the image version.
It's just like nesting dolls.
Nesting, yes.
Yes, I like
kind
this.
Of the Russian dolls.
Mm-hmm,
yes.
Exactly.
So kind of the inception going on.
Yeah,
there,
yeah, could.
Right?
Okay.
And to show this in like a picture form, so what you have is like the shared image gallery here, outside container. You have multiple image definitions inside it, right? And then you can have multiple versions inside it.
Okay.
And we follow semantic versioning for the name of the version.
Yeah.
So you can define whatever makes sense for you.
Yeah, of course.
And you can define 1.0 or 10.0 even first.
Sure, sure.
It
sure.
is completely up to you. There's no order. It is whatever order makes sense for
great.
For you.
Okay,
right?
got it. So the versioning is completely up to you.
Exactly.
Got it.
Yep. And so how do you get to shared image gallery? So looking at the history of Azure, everybody had an unmanaged image, which was just one OS disk, right?
Yeah.
Plus a bunch of data disks, like VHDs that have their each own like URIs.
Yes, that's right.
Right.
Yep.
So you have to convert that into a managed image first,
yes.
right? And then you can create a shared image version out of it, and then you can create a VMSS or a VM.
Then you can build from actually instantiation.
Exactly.
Of this. Yes. Okay.
Yep,
got it.
Exactly.
Okay. Got it.
Right. So the next piece I want to talk about is
So the first one, you create the image definition, the version are one and the same, but then you can add additional versions on versions that as you update things
exactly.
And so on. And so people like patch it and
exactly.
So on.
Exactly. So each version is its own independent div copy.
I gotcha.
And you can, we have the concept of latest. So you can say, I want the latest for this image definition.
Sure, great. Perfect.
And it'll let you deploy
it. And it does it. Awesome.
Just like with our marketplace images, you can say pub offer SKU and latest.
Yeah, yeah.
And you'll always get the latest.
That's awesome.
So we're bringing that concept to this as
to
well.
To this. Okay, cool.
Yep. And so the other ask was sharing of images, right? So because these are ARM objects, you can apply RBAC access to these.
Yes.
So you can give somebody an RBAC access to your shared version.
Oh, cool.
Or the entire
outside
gallery.
Of your subscription, even.
Exactly.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And then that user can deploy to any subscription they have access to.
Oh, cool.
So you don't need to copy an image into multiple subscriptions.
No one has to copy things or anything.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And like you don't have to pay more.
Now, how does
for
this work
it.
From a regional perspective? So, is this tied to a given region?
Yes. But I will come to the regional.
I jumped ahead.
Yes. Yeah. That is the other problem we wanted to solve.
Uh huh.
I
know. Right? It's a big one.
Yep. So, once you solve this, you can share and you can deploy in different region, in different subscriptions
within the same region.
Within
got
the
it.
Same
okay,
region.
Okay. Great.
Right. But now, what you can also do is so.
Oh, look! I see you got pictures of the world
I got
here.
Maps. Like maps nothing explains
maps.
Like. Yep. Okay. Maps are awesome, right?
Maps are awesome.
So. Traditionally, what you would have is like you would have an image in like West U.S.
Yep.
And then like another image in West
right.
Europe.
And you have to like keep them in sync and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And another in Australia, right? Now, what you can do is make that image a part of a shared image gallery.
Yes. So
go from managed image to shared image gallery.
Perfect.
And then you can replicate that to multiple regions.
Right.
And you can, so it's as easy as specifying the name of the region. That's how easy it
That's
is.
That's awesome.
And we handle the replication on the back end for you.
I see. So you just, everything gets taken care of for you.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Yep. Going back to making it simple for the
yeah,
customer.
Yeah, yeah. Right? That's the goal.
So now, the other thing what we've introduced is, we've introduced that you can do versions replication per, so regional replication per version.
Per version. You can decide one version maybe only in one location versus like version
exactly.
two here everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. And the benefit of that is like you can save cost.
Right.
Like you can have the latest version in like many regions
yeah.
and all the older versions and only in one region.
Wow.
Right? So another way to save money.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Right. So you can basically make sure yeah, your old ones that you may have to revert back to, you don't need to keep everywhere.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And the great part is that the awesome part is that you can update it anytime.
Right.
So you can come back and update the region list, or you can remove the regions from the list.
Right.
So it's completely updatable.
And just completely cleans it up for you automatically.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
So it's completely dynamic. You can make changes anytime you want.
Yeah, that's really cool.
All right. So
that's awesome. And so today, this is in preview.
This is in public preview.
Today, anyone can go do this, but it's only available in command line and PowerShell,
in
right?
Command
so
line
it's
PowerShell.
Not it's not available today yet in the portal.
And not in the portal,
but it's coming soon.
But I just had a chat with the portal team, and the experience is looking awesome.
It looks really good.
At least in the
nice little map. You click on the button.
Yeah, in the mockups.
In the mockups.
Yes,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mockups
so,
look
good.
Great.
Yeah. Good.
So the other thing we're introducing is something called scale. So traditionally, with managed images,
yes.
when you try to create like thousands of VMs,
it's slow.
And the reason it is slow is because of the
storage
account throttling.
Yep.
So underneath the managed image, there is still like a storage hardware.
Of course.
And you can only read so much.
Yeah.
Like if 1,000 VMs start reading from
that's
it,
right.
it's going to run into storage account throttling.
The disk is spinning too much, or the SSDs are chemically firing too much.
Yes.
Is that right? Go on.
All right. So what we're allowing you to do is specify the number of replicas you want for
okay.
the image.
Okay.
Right? So one, it offers high availability because it'll put it on different storage accounts and different hardware.
Sure.
And if storage hardware goes down,
you still can access it.
Your image is still
yep.
available.
Yep.
Right? And the second thing it offers is it allows you to spread these VM calls to all these replicas.
Multiple. And do you have to pay for that, though?
You have to pay for it.
Oh, I see. So
yeah.
if you say five, you pay for five storage
exactly.
accounts of that size,
yep.
then.
And it is updatable.
Okay.
And so just like one great story I like to share
it's
as
very cool, actually.
Part of the customer feedback.
Yeah.
So originally, in the original design, we had the same replica count for all the target regions. So in our preview, one of the customers came back and said, I really don't like that because I don't need it.
Right.
So we went back.
Only one region needs this many.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So the team went back and kind of made some changes for the public preview. And now you can do replica count per region.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. So you can say, I want this region and I want this.
So all very, very configurable.
Exactly.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So it's really customer centric. And you can say global replica count if you don't want to configure per region.
If you'd rather not do it.
And you can override per region as well.
Oh, very cool.
So it is completely up to the customer.
All kinds of power here.
Exactly.
Let's see some actual, how would you do this?
All right. So what I have is commands in the, let me just zoom in here a little bit.
Okay.
So the first step you would do is
create a research group.
Create a research group,
always.
Of course.
Always. Always.
Yes. Fortunately, that is very fast.
That's it's very fast. Been done. Yes.
Yes. So the so in the CLI, what we have is the AZ-SIG. So SIG stands for Shared Image Gallery.
Shared Image Gallery. Yep. Very clever.
We realized typing that would be really cumbersome, so we came up with SIG. Right.
Okay.
AZ-SIG create, pass in the group name, pass in the gallery name. So I created one specially for you.
Perfect. Right? I appreciate
Corey Gallery.
That. I appreciate that.
So the next thing what you would do is you would create the image definition.
Okay, look at that. And so many options here.
So many options, right?
Okay.
And I'm going to talk about these like customer configurability.
Right.
So, so just going back, I'm talking about the publisher persona here, and then we'll talk about the consumer persona.
Sure.
So what we have is the image definition create, pass in the group name, gallery name.
Perfect.
And the image definition name. So I pass in Tuesday.
Tuesday.
As an example, if you were publishing images for your Tuesday show, or if you had decided to do a, like a Wednesday show or a Thursday show, right?
So blasphemy.
So you could have an image definition for each of your
Got it.
Of those.
Right? Okay.
And then publisher offer SKU. So if you if you're working with our marketplace images, you know every image has a publisher offer SKU.
Yep.
Now what we're allowing you to do here is
define your own. That's
right?
Awesome.
So
it allows you to keep track of these in a much simpler way.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so,
totally.
So when I show you deploying a VM with it, right now it's going to be with a resource ID.
Yeah.
On resource ID, but
yep.
in the future we'll allow you to do publisher offer SKU and latest, and which is defined by you.
Yep.
So
it'll be publisher offer SKU and then version.
Exactly.
So the image definition is defined by those three, and then version is the layer on top.
Exactly.
Then you can have multiple versions within those three.
Exactly. Yep.
I got it.
So so you get it. So publisher offers SKU,
OS type,
and then OS type, and then description, images for Tuesdays, right? And you can do disallow disk type. So
making sure that it's either the best or the worst of both.
Exactly. So as a publisher, if you think this OS or this image does not need to run on premium storage,
don't allow it. You can put that in.
Exactly. And you can also define end of life date. So as a consumer, I can look at the image and I can know if these images are out of end of life.
Oh, cool.
So I don't deploy those.
Oh, cool.
By accident, right?
EULA
privacy statement.
So this is like if you shared it with someone else, you can put that in and then they'll see those before they
they'll
deploy.
They'll see those. When they do a get on these images, they'll see all these end of life dates.
And end of life date, the EULA, and the privacy statement.
Like,
and release notes as well.
And release notes, like really important, right?
Yeah,
like,
of course.
You want to know what's changing the latest version.
Those aren't required though, I presume, right?
No, these are not required.
Okay, but you can put them.
Exactly. Just
very cool.
Just niceties for the publisher to
then
kind
minimum,
of
maximum.
Yep, round out the publishing experience. Right, and then what we've added is something called minimum CPU core, maximum CPU core. So as a publisher,
right.
you can tell your consumers.
Here's the size you have to
exactly.
use.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, kind of aim for this size.
That's very
this
cool.
ballpark. Like, same with
this
memory and maximum memory.
Yeah.
Right? So you're done with creating the gallery. You're done with creating the image definition.
Yes.
Now you need to create the version.
Yes.
And that's the resource you're going to deploy a VM or VMSS
Correct.
From. Right? So here we
now
come.
Now you have
down.
To point to an image that you've already created, presumably,
yep.
and that's your version.
So, yep. So you pass in the gallery name you created, the image definition name you created.
Tuesday.
And
version,
Tuesday.
Fine.
Yes. Great name, right?
Yes, great name. Right.
So, gallery image version 1.0.0.
Entire region.
Yep. Yep. And I could also have done 10.0.0. It's up to me.
Whatever you want.
And
multiple regions if you want. Right?
Multiple regions. I will just come to that. So, in this example, I'm just publishing to one region and
one replica
count, and I'm passing in the resource ID of the managed image I want to create this from.
Perfect.
Right? Simple. So next, what I want to do is, as a consumer, actually, why don't we skip this? The get. Okay. So next, what I want to do is, I want to publish a new version, but I want to publish that to multiple regions, right? So I'm going to pass in the same image definition name, version 2.0.0 this time around. And then if you notice in the target regions, I have a central US, south central US, and I have this little thing called equals one.
Ah, replica count.
Exactly.
Within that given location.
Exactly.
So the over global replica count is 5.
Exactly.
South central and east are 1.
Exactly. So it's completely configurable.
I got it.
And you can come back and run this command again.
Got
and
it.
Update this list.
Okay.
And it will update it for you. So what you can also do is, while these images are replicating different regions, you can also get the replication status of these. Like, who doesn't want to see progress
bars?
Yeah,
so you can see how far they are until
exactly.
they're done. Got it, so you can
yep.
get that. Good.
And the good point is, like, you can see if it is completely replicated into a region and you can start using it there.
Yep.
And so what you can also do is switch to a different subscription and you can just pass in the resource ID of that version.
Ah, and now you're creating an actual
and
VM
And now
from
you're
it.
Creating a VM
cool.
from it. So that's how easy it is. So this is the same way you would use
an
to
image
create
from a gallery
managed,
as well, anything,
yep.
right?
Or like if you're using managed images today
managed
to
images
create
as well.
In CLI, nothing changes. You just pass
that
in a
easy.
Different resource ID.
Cool.
And that's how easy it is.
That easy.
Yep.
Very cool. Well, gosh, that's great. So this is in public preview. Anyone can go use this?
Anyone can go use it. They have to sign up for the feature.
Oh, they do have to sign up for it. Okay, fine. Yeah. So do we have, we want to put a link maybe here?
We will just, or we'll somewhere here. Yes.
It's going to be below the video.
Yeah,
I think.
It's not going to be empty air.
Yeah, exactly. It's just going to be me doing this.
Unless Rick messes it up.
Well, we'll see. Anyway, okay, thank you so much for doing this. This is great. Great show. Great coverage. A great feature, right? I think that people will really enjoy this. It's super powerful.
We saw great like feedback and great interest
on Ignite. So let's go. Let's get people out there using it. Give us feedback. Let us know what you think, both about the show, about Kay, about me, about the feature, hashtag AzureTWC, so that's Tuesdays with Corey, and we'll see you around next time. So, Kate, thank you so much. You have a wonderful Tuesday.
I will.
And you have a wonderful
It's going to be
Tuesday.
Really weird having a wonderful Tuesday on a Wednesday, but...
Okay, well, hey, no one needs to know those details. You have a wonderful Tuesday
as
well.
It's Tuesday.
And see you later.
And you're rolling there.
fake out clap.
Fake out clap.
Nice. Nice. Ready?
Yeah. Okay. All
right.
No, you can't have two claps.
Okay. Multiple claps.
It's so hard. That's not really fast right after each other. Ready?
That's not how they do in showbiz.
No, it's not. It's not. It's super, right. Super annoying.
Sorry.
Okay. All right.
This is in front of a live studio audience.
This
right?
is not. Yeah, everyone's laughing in the audience. All right.
Laugh track.
Yeah. All right. You ready?
Yeah, good.
Are you ready?
Yeah. All right. Let's go.
Here we go.